ספר לנו איך הולך לעבור בבחירה, where we can choose to earn the reward, ולא, זה מין דיומת, זה מגיע לפנאטים. בגלל זה אספקט, אם עושים מאוד את אין את הספר, בחרי סלוגלוס, תזכרס את זה, אני מבין את זה דניאת, הריזון as well, there is an aspect of schar that you get that you don't deserve, but we'll deal with that later when we get to, when we get to it, as part of the Sigma of Kabbalah, you soon are, and we'll see. But for now, in our land, there's schar oynesh, we look in the world of schar oynesh. If you do what you're supposed to do, then Hashem can give you the schar, if you don't, you can't. So it means we prevent Hashem to be ochel, from fulfilling the purpose of the creation, which is to do this good, if we don't fulfill his rights, then we allow him, so to speak, to be able to fulfill the purpose of creation when we do his rights. So that's kind of what we said yesterday. Let's take it a little bit further. There's some soon a little difficult, some of them may be new for us. But let's try to take a one more step further in this journey. So I'm on Daf Nun Hay, I believe. Paragraph starting Q Mitzvah in the middle of the page. Q Mitzvah is the Kavana Machoina. Doing the Mitzvah with the correct Kavana, Pirushka, what does it mean the correct Kavana? Last verse is our Mitzvah, on the Mat Shi'i Kliya Reila Kabbalah's Berchus Hashem. I'm doing the Mitzvah in order that I should make myself into a receptacle to be able to receive the Berchus Hashem. וכך יוצא רצון של הקדוש ברוך הוא בפועל that enables, so to speak, Hashem's rotsa to be actualized. ותכף מידס פרידן יתגלס עליי בכל תוקף הגוזף, and therefore Hashem's מידס פרידן can be revealed on me in its full force. זה פירוש של דברי חכמינו, חז"ל say, שכר מצווה מצווה. What פשט שכר מצווה מצווה? This is another פשט, not the classic פשט we love. היינו שעיקר המצווה היא לא המצווה בעצמו. ועיקר במצווה זה במצווה מצלף, זה לא מן המצווה זאת העיקר, אנחנו, all these things have to be taken in context. ומצווה לא לא עד המצווה, זה לא דיסקשן, אם אומרים המצווה זה מטען עם המצווה, זה במצווה has reality, not reality, אבל לא במצווה זה סוף reality, not saying not. אבל בעיקר במצווה זה במצווה, זה שכר במצווה. מה השאל, יאללה כמיוחד, ניתן את האפשרות הבאה לא אלה, בפת לנו שכר עליה. ומצווה זה היחד תמצא פה בשכר. That's the opposite of the way we always think. That the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah is because he wants to give us good that we've earned, not to be given for nothing. So therefore, when you do the mitzvah, you're enabling a Kodesh Baruch Hu to give the schar for the mitzvah, and that's the purpose of creation. Zun ikah mitzvah, we gam ikah hanasina shelan el boi loilo. That's the ikah mitzvah, and in the lashon we used yesterday, that's the ikah giving to Hashem. When you give Hashem, you give him an opportunity to give to you. That's the gimmick. So when you do a mitzvah, what you do is you give Hashem an opportunity to pay you for the mitzvah. Because that's all he wants. Not all he wants, but that's what he wants. But you see, it's a very delicate subject. You have to use a lot of refinement to work this through and see it in the context that we're talking about. If you take this as a given and you use it in your lower down to our language, this is outrageous. יהודי עבר השם לא יקור מן העולם הזה, העולם הזה, רק כשהוא יודע שקודש ברוך הוא נהנה ולקי חוזו. Another step, this is something a person can start working on, is a person only takes something from this world when he knows that it's aligned with what we just said, that it's for the benefit, so to speak, of Hashem. יהודי עבר השם אין לו מעניין ליטול לשם נטילה. A person has a, even in Hashem doesn't take just for the sake of thanking. Later, Hashem the Sina, he takes him to give. Hashem dreams time of Yisha Shulamana. And these words are very, very dangerous again. If you think you can cause a time of Yisha Shulamana, when a call to Yisha Shulamana comes about from timing of Nacha Zurich, when a right word, but it's not going to give Hashem Nacha Zurich, you don't take. We can't give Hashem Nacha Zurich from Hashem's perspective. You said that to mean Hashem's lacking something, and then you give it to Hashem's very sad, and you come along and you make it very happy. You understand there's a little, you can't talk like that from Hashem's perspective. This is all just, maybe let's put it into the subject for now. This needs a lot more discussion, but let me just put it into the subject for now, just so we can move forward, because I want to go into this now, is direct tell you Colossians now, but we were talking from our perspective, not from Hashem's perspective anymore. From Hashem's perspective, it's Shomem. Kuhn, he doesn't need Amachas Ruach, he doesn't need Amachas Ruach, he doesn't need Amachas Ruach. But in the construct that we're dealing with at the moment, we say that since God wants to give, he's only going to give if we earn it. Not that he wants to be difficult, but he wants the good to be the ultimate good. Therefore, when you do the mitzvah, you enable to be lawful, so to speak, or that means to enable God lawful to give us the reward. That's what we say. And that, from our perspective, would provide Hashem with satisfaction, with nachas, whatever word you want to use. In our understanding, I think he's understanding. From his understanding, nothing's changed when you do the mitzvah and other mitzvah. That's a difficult one to understand, and that promise is Shah Gimel and the Ephraim Shechaim, which he himself says one shouldn't think about too much. What's for sure? A person shouldn't contemplate these things too much because you're so thinking about the infinite too much. You get up into trouble. It's not for us, it's not shaykh for us. So we use the Rosh Hashanah down in our finite world. We're not talking from Hashem's perspective. But that has to be clear, otherwise you're stepping out of reality completely.
the goal is to allow him to give to us, then it's not making us like him, it's allowing him to give to us.
It's not making us like him. Correct. Now the question's a good question. Yeah. Question of how to deal with this now.
Remember what the Rechavah is saying is that by allowing, because of the way Hashem set up the whole system, by doing what we have to do that allows him to give to us, that is in fact giving to Hashem. So that is emulating Hashem. His whole premise was Hashem is the ultimate giver. But he set up a system that's the giving to Hashem. By doing what we need to do in order to allow him to give to us, even though in the end we're the biggest benefactors.
The question being asked here is, how does it make you dirty in the brain? How do you become like Hashem? How do you get close to Hashem? Instead of what it has to do with you? I think that's the question that's being asked here. So, I'm going to answer the question for Kitzer, but just flag it for short attention. We have to bring this as we go along. Akadosh Baruch Hu created us the Tzelem Elokim. What we mentioned before, what that means for the purpose of this discussion, is that Akadosh Baruch Hu created us with the ability to be givers. Correct? And I think this is what Rodanian was touching on. Akadosh Baruch Hu created us, that's what Tzelem Elokim means. Tzelem Elokim means that we don't really look like Hashem. Doesn't mean you've got the same features. It means that you have the same tchumot, the tchumot of giving, being able to be an unconditional giver. That's what Tzelem Elokim is. That's what's inside of us. When you do the mitzvahs, you're giving to Hashem. But if you do other mitzvahs, you stop giving to someone else. That's not a steer. But ultimately, what you're doing is you're giving to Hashem what? The ability to give to you, but you're giving to Hashem. That giving, when you do the mitzvah because you want to give, is what makes you doing the levaya, because the levaya is only giving. That's what it is. If you went to the verse that I referred you to the other day, I forgot to record this. I can record it, but I'm going to start recording it from now. Sorry, I paused the recording, Daniel, and I didn't. So I'll start recording. From that, sorry, we missed about 15 minutes of the value of the recording. So anybody who wasn't here, it's tough. They should have got up earlier. So that is where you're becoming Dolma Levoyla when you're doing the mitzvahs. In the middles, by the way, just want to take this one step further once you raised it. In the middles, it's easier to see. Kashem Shu Rachum Afatol Rachum. When you do something as Rachamim, so then you be like Hashem because he's Kul Rachamim. When he's Mevakachoy, when he visits the sick. So when you visit the sick, you do it like him. Okay, that's easy to get a grip on your mind.
So the mitzvahs are very much telling on the Kavan. If you don't have the Kavan and you do mitzvah, then you're nothing like Hashem. You're doing it for yourself.
Now you just stepped into a big tumor. One second. Hold that question for one second. Yes and no, we'll see. But I'm sort of actually put this up. In the world of winners, when you're doing it, it's easier to see how you don't in a way when you're being Rachamim, when you're being Merachim, so the Hashem is Merachim. It's a bit harder to see it in the banana in the Malkos. When you're eating matzah, so I didn't come like Hashem eating matzah, because he's eating matzah. You don't see it there so clearly. So classically, they answer your question by saying, yeah, Hashem is Merachim, Afatah Rachim. But that's mass in the Malm Mechavayas, but Malm Mechavayas is a little bit difficult to see. Therefore, the step you need to take, the step we've just taken now, is you're Magali, you're telling the king of being a giver when you do any mitzvah, because you're doing it because you want to give Hashem an opportunity to give. Now, you're asking another question. Is the Ikka of the mitzvah the Kavala or the Maisa? So, the Rav Shechaim surprised in the Rav says that the Ikka of the mitzvah is the Maisa. You have to do the mitzvah. You can say, there's a big surah, I'm not going to learn the whole of the Nefesh HaKayim right now. I don't want anybody on that part, you just ask the question, I'm going to answer it. And then we have to open up the Nefesh HaKayim and learn this in depth. The Ikka of the mitzvah is the mitzvah. However, there's a halachic requirement which the mitzvah should keep its kavanah. It's a machlokes in the Gemara, whether a mitzvah tzrichos kavanah or not tzrichos kavanah. I'm not going to go into an halachic argument, because that's not what we do here. But clearly you're not. Well, we've said, yeah, notwithstanding what the Nefesh HaKayim says, notwithstanding
what anybody says. The bottom line is if you do the mitzvah for the right reason, it takes you into a whole new world. I'm not just doing the mitzvah because I've got the mitzvah, because I've got this, because I've got to do that. Every mitzvah you do is enhancing and building the relationship you have with Hashem. And being together more and more and more, your middle of Tova, which is Tova, well, you're through with Selev and Akim, in Achinam. But I have to be very cautious here, because the Nefesh HaChaim clearly says the business to do the mitzvahs. Whether you have the right kavanah or not, you say, it's not active. Kavanah is not active. It means, at a halachic point, if you go into the mitzvah, you're going to do the mitzvah. But if you want to enhance your life, you want to raise your life, and not just be on the mitzvahs, and not just be on the mother, just do things out of habit and rote, and your life's miserable, that you want to elevate your life and do what you're really supposed to do in this world and get in touch with the purpose of your existence, then this kavanah is not functional without it. Good questions and need to deal with it. I hope that's helpful.
Do you know that the Iker that a person cannot do mitzvah rather than a challah or mitzvah?
That's important, the challah as well, but if a person didn't do a challah, then the mitzvah, the challah still gets the mitzvah. The challah is very critical. I speak about it, Gamal Shem, it's just on a challah. I think important, I mean, if the quality of the mitzvah, there's a 3,000 shekel column, there's a 300,000 parts of car, and abundant, no question. But those aren't ikka, the chon is important, very important. But that's not what we're talking about now. What we're talking about now is, and I mean, this could be included in a chon. The chon is before you do a mitzvah, you think to yourself, oh, I'm going to do this now, so that I can be a partner in my separation, so I can have an opportunity to be with me. That's the chon you're talking about. Good. Matzah, you can't claim the mitzvah of matzah if you don't do matzah. Matzah is a chon. You have to plow, you have to plant, you have to harvest, you have to grind, you have to stir, you have to. Making matzah takes matzah and matzah. That's the chon you're talking about. Obviously, you have matzah, you can't claim the mitzvah. That's what we're talking about now. We're talking about the kavanah that a person has when he's doing the mitzvah. And I'm not talking so much about the kavanahs in halacha. That's what I just mentioned. I'm talking about the halachic kavanahs. The person has to be going to claim the mitzvah. You have to do the mitzvah, that's the first thing the Nefesh HaChaim says. Afterwards, you worry about all the holy holy things. But yeah, we're talking about something else. We're talking about an attitude, an understanding at the deepest level of Hashkafah. And when you're doing the mitzvah, you and Hashem are working together to fulfill the purpose of the Kriya. That's a whole different perspective of reality. Okay. Does that move on? The side up. Maybe just to call the awareness of Amish itself.
How many miles previous Levisa writes in a bird? How many different good qualities there are to those that do the Ratz in a bird? It's not just about Vayuchumu and Don Dimas Laharita. It's about all the Ratz in a ship. Umamish b'maseyu nase shutaf l'akonish b'orchu b'maise gracious. In all his deeds, Ashtus the Pshat, he becomes a part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'maise gracious. Then he allows the Tavosan, he builds big worlds. Well, he didn't say big, he says, when he allows the Tavosan, he builds worlds, whatever that means, when he does the right thing. When he achim in the Ras, and he destroys when he does the opposite, God forbid. He kach chok of Bura Elam, she akol midon defi ma'arim. Everything is set up and everything is done according to the Maisa. Everything we do is dependent on us. The Nefer Chaim says it slightly differently. He brings from it, says, Da malo malo mincho. It's a Mishnah Tekavis. It says, Da malo malo mincho. So there's some of these people, you know that there's something above you. Da malo malo mincho. Know that there's no what's above you, not that there's something above you. The Nefer Chaim says it like this. He says, Da malo malo mincho. Now that we're even going on about in the higher worlds, in the spiritual worlds, mincho, it's from you. You're causing that. As we saw the other day, we said that there's Tzno Oyez Lelokim. We give power to Hashem, or Tzoy Elot Chatashi. You weaken the rock of your youth to where Hashem. We give prayer to Hashem. We take away strength from Hashem. But whatever's going on in the higher worlds, whatever this means, is from you. Okay, that's another discussion. It's been understood at the right side, the meaning side of it, but that's the word here. Everything that's going on above, good or not, is from me. I'm doing everything. Ba mala mala, mcho. Not ba mala mala, mcho. Now that there's something about you, you have to know that as well. But the ikavot means ba mala mala is mcho is from you. Ashman suppose of Kirsha, Eilam kula mushpa le toivo, nice is nice and tov, kol nice and tov, mashpil le toivo. Everything a person does is mashpil le toivo. It goes up. Official way what happens there is to do, and that's being shifted down to the
world. And I understand, you just kept saying that the Iker is doing an actual Musa, and now if the person goes to the Musa without any Machshava, then why do you shoot him to the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because the Iker is doing Musa because for no reason.
Do the Musa that I should give you Schar or not?
Yeah, I guess so.
So why did Hashem create the world to give you schar? So we'll do the mitzvah, gives you the schar. You don't want to think about it, don't think about it. It's going to happen. If you do the mitzvah, so Hashem has to give you schar. What am I saying? Should you eat matzah or not? When a big mitzvah and you struggle with it eventually, yeah, you said you have a nuchah and you ate the matzah. So Hashem is going to give you schar for that, right? Why did Hashem give you a mitzvah matzah? Because he wants you to do it. He wants you to have schar for that. So he gives you the schar, abayah. You don't change, you don't get your schar, blah, blah, blah. You carry on doing the mitzvahs, and Hashem will remember, and the quality of the mitzvah, and the quality of your life will be miserable. Because you just go around thinking that you're going to do the mitzvah, because there's a big guy in the sky that's going to hit you if you don't, and give you a reward if you do. That's how the Rambam says, that's how a child serves Hashem. We're trying to grow up a little bit and serve Hashem in a different way. That means when you have a kavanah, you step into the world where you know what you're doing, and you do the properly. If you don't do the mitzvah, all of these extra things are irrelevant. The kavanas and all the stuff, if you don't do the mitzvah, you can sit around the whole day dreaming and having kavanah that can't even stop it, being about chesed. But if you don't get up and help another person, what have you done? Why would I help the guy and not have kavanas, then have kavanas and not help him? And I think that's partial, huh?
Yeah, when Gemara says, call down the it should say, a call down the master shoot of the Baruch Hu. What's the mitzvah part?
Well, you want him to don din sheker, you want him to give din sheker, and then he's going to do a shoot in the mouth of gracious? No, I'm not learning for tomorrow, I'm going to have to take up the demand tomorrow. I'm not learning tomorrow until what the Shaggy have said on that. We're just showing that there's two specific cases that the tomorrow brings where we become a shoot in the mouth of gracious. And what we say is that that's not the only place we become a shoot in the mouth of gracious. Those two have something unique about them, which we haven't discussed. And the other place he brings that says, in everything you do, you become could be a solution to provide separation. So, if you're doing a favor, you're not going to be a shooter of my separation. If you don't emes la mitre, one did emes la mitre, you didn't want the emes la mitre, that's not called the mitzvah, that's called something else. If you steal, you can't say, well, I didn't have kavanah, but I did the maisa, my name should get from Hulu, you get punished for it. You don't become a shit in the maisa person, you do not the ratzon Hashem. If you do the ratzon Hashem, you say, well, you do the ratzon Hashem. Then you become a part of the maisa person. These two have some extra quality which we haven't discussed, but which we haven't gone into, but, yeah, okay. The Divrei Chazal, Ein Klal Mitzvos. We're going to discuss quickly now, for not much time, it is one of the main shutef. Well, what is a shutef? So when Chazal don't exaggerate, when Chazal say you're shutef, I mean shutef. So what is a shutef? Klaima, shutef sheyesh lo chedek shabu ben nifal or ben chusam a shutef. So one second, when I get wrapped up, I stop the whole studio, okay. When Chazal say you become a shutef of the Maaseh Bereishis, what means shutef Mamash? What is a shutef? It means you have an equal portion in the endeavor. If you have a factory and you're a shutef for somebody else in the factory, so you're equal partners. Kol Maaseh Shemil Agada Eisek Ha Meshutef Hu Mashmo Atim. If you shmish up the Shulchan Aruch HaShmish, but shutef Maaseh also a shutef means if you do something in the Mifal, it's like Adam also did it. You work together. You don't say, I will say, that's not kashrut to me. That's not a shutfut. Shutfut says you're in this thing together. I don't know if that shutfut would say, Hashlamas Matarasa would say, Hasis Bush, you and Yerkel Asos in the Gabbet. As we mentioned earlier, a partnership is when you get into partnership, is when you need to do something, you can't do it. So you get somebody else as a partner to machine something you can't do. Akhla Abdi, Wala Kolish Baruch Salam, Wala Gwala Vadim, Shayim Bnei Ha'amishi Saklamis, Kolish Baruch who created the world, and he created in the Avradim, that's the human race. Hey, but time of Israel and Kupali, I'm a vaccine, it's Tafkidam from before. We have workers in the factory, they take care of doing whatever they're supposed to do, and they pay the salary at the end of the month. And they say, listen, they're like, King, Shem, Yitzhak, Dramach, we have a dying aim, I'm not a shukfit. They're not shukfit. They keep the Shem, Yitzhak, Dramach, they come into the factory, they do what they're paid to do, and they go home with Mark, with their salary. A shukfit, hey, I'm Israel. המשלים מסביר לידי קיום הטבע מצוות. מי משלים בבריאה להקים הטבע מצוות. רק בזכוס המועל המקיים, and it's only in the schools of us, of Klan Yisrael, that we will continue. So there's no point in having this factory if Klan Yisrael is not doing what it's supposed to be doing. הכל נקרא אוכל בל ישראל הם באופן שביוכל יש דברים שבאים אין יוכל לעשות את בלעדיהם. השם כאלה בלעד כביוכל, in such a way that the things that without us he can't do it. At when Kashim Ketzah Mitzah Yomish Kol 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 I just want to focus your attention, just open your mind for 1 second. When you say, can Hashem do whatever he wants? The answer is yes, it's called Yochol. I'll show you something that Hashem can't do. He can't. Not because he can't, but because he made himself unable to, whatever that means. Can Hashem take the Torah away from Klal Yisrael and give it to another nation?
No.
No. Can Hashem not bring Mashiach after 6,000 years? No, he can't, because he said he would. Once he says he would, he has to. Hashem said, Klal Yisrael has the Torah, we're never going to take the Torah, the Torah's never changed, so we're going to continue the new Torah. Which Hashem can't. If Hashem could, then you have a real problem. Philosophically and ideologically, you're in a lot of trouble if Hashem can change his mind, so to speak, whatever that means. So you see, Hashem is limited. Not because he's limited, chas v'chalil, in his essence, he can do whatever he wants. But in the way he created the world with certain abolos. And he's bound, so to speak, to be also by the Lord's abolos, lo b'shamayim. Okay, Metz Hashem, on Sunday, still called to 10, we'll continue to understand what this means that Hashem needs us.